This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Get ready to match the stars.
Our first contestant tonight.
Hold the recent studio audience. Look at these exciting prizes.
Brand new show, Tired Old Compy.
Hello and welcome to Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. We're still in lockdown mode at Joy, so we're coming to you from our individual quarantine pods right across the globe. Joy is, of course, Australia's LGBTIQA+ radio station. You've landed right here on episode 34 of Pop Quiz. It's our weekly quiz show covering news, popular culture, and some pretty obscure stuff. I'm your host, Dee Mason. I'm located here at Studio Mason's leafy inner North Melbourne suburb office. But the person dinging tonight's big dong is located actual kilometres away in Melbourne's inner west, cuddled up inside her electric lap blanket inside a large refrigerated box that she calls her home. She is, of course, Joy 94.9's number one bell ringer and Pop Queer's official adjudicator in isolation. Delighted with the pronouns she and her, and batting for Team L for the 3,024th consecutive week, it's Gaily Davidson. Hey, Gail, how are you coping over there? 3,000 weeks a gay.
3,000 weeks and I'm sticking with it.
Well, when you're on a good thing, right? Gail, Pop Quiz has been running now for 34 weeks and we're now 9 weeks into our isolation. In a spin-off of the show we like to call Pop Quarantiers, we remain in our COVID bubbles to bring our listeners a massive treat this week. We've invited two giants of the Australian theatre world to go head-to-head, testing their wits against each other for the chance to win quite unimpressive prizes from the Pop Quiz gift shop. So, Gail, tell us, who do you have for us from the celebrity world tonight?
Dee, our first quarantestant, was recently named one of 50 outstanding LGBTI leaders in Australia. Her childhood dream to win at Wimbledon was cut short when she suffered a shock defeat in the first round of the 1977 Schoolgirls Championships. Her mild superpower is that she can lip-sync convincingly to every single Shirley Bassey song and, not coincidentally, has named her cat Shirley Bassey. She was once a chambermaid at the Ritz-Carlton in London, which set her up nicely for her current job as the executive director and co-CEO of the Melbourne Theatre Company. She's spending her COVID days catching up on reading, avoiding Zoom calls where she can, and dreaming of getting back on the golf course for a cheeky 18 before work. And in her spare time, trying to figure out a way to navigate the MTC through this crisis and out the other end safely. Rolling with the pronouns she and her, and batting for Team L or G or Q, depending on what day it is, raised in the beautiful bayside hamlet of Beaumaris, Victoria. Love it or leave it, because it's Virginia. Love it!
Thanks, Gagali, and welcome to Pop Quiz, Virginia. Taking on Virginia tonight is someone that we've known to any of our listeners that have been paying attention to film or to TV or to theatre for many, many years. She never wanted to be anything other than an actor, so without a plan B, it's lucky that it all panned out quite as well as it did. She spent a lot of time pretending to be a nurse on the telly in All Saints, then pretended to know a lot about high finance in Winners and Losers, and was paid for 6 whole months to pretend to be Julia Gillard on the stage. But perhaps more significantly, she trod the boards alongside Joy and Australia's own John O'Hara in the stage musical of Dusty. She's also had an enormously successful run as Calamity Jane at Arts Centre Melbourne. In the voiceover world, she reckons she's marketed as the poor man's Kate Blanchett. Rolling with the pronouns she and her, and phoning it in for Team Q today, all the way from Los Angeles, California. It's the gay you have when you're not really having a gay. It's Virginia Gay. Welcome, Virginia. You're coming to us in a T-shirt from Los Angeles, California. What are you doing? Working there? Stuck the wrong side of the border?
Yeah, I'm honestly just lording it over all my friends in Melbourne. I'm a ruthless bitch when it comes to weather hierarchies. Yeah. I was over here auditioning, and then I obviously, you know, there was a plague, and I thought, well, I can either go home and potentially bring the plague to my parents, or I can stay here, hunker down, and work on two new projects that I'm writing for Australian Theatre next year.
Because Virg Lovett will jump on it and you'll be commissioned to get some MTC thing up or other.
Oh, we're always on the phone to VG. We love her.
We
love
her
at the MTC. We love her at MTC.
Do you know this, Dee, that I'm the voice of the MTC? Hi, welcome to the MTC Theatre. I'm the voice of, like, come and sit down and take your seats.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's how much I love the MTC.
Wow.
You're the she's always with us.
I thought it was Kate Blanchett, but it sounded a little rusty, so...
Yeah, couldn't afford her. Couldn't afford her, mate.
We tell them that it's Kate, but it's really...
Virg, you had to make the call quite early to shut the doors at the MTC during the plagues. How's it going navigating out and what are you working on?
Look, yeah, we had to cancel six shows, so we're looking to come back at the moment in September, which has been, you know, pretty devastating for everyone at MTC. We've got such a great crowd and crew and staff down there. We've pivoted online to MTC now. We've been doing some fundraising activities for the VABT, which went really well last week. If we can open in September, we'll come back with Simon Phillips' As You Like It. Mm-hmm. We're all just peddling and navigating what we do, you know, with the Arts Centre closed, with the whole Arts Centre shut down. It's extraordinary, actually. Mm. It's just devastating.
Can I ask one final question? Did MTC leave a stage light on? Is that not? Is that a?
A ghost light. I think we did. I haven't seen the photo yet, but I did. We did sort of talk about that once we, because we had the Emerald City set in there for a couple of weeks because we couldn't get people into the theatre to bump it out. So we've actually just bumped out the set. So we'll probably have a ghost light now.
I didn't only learn about that. You'd know about. I'm the only person here not from theatre because Gail's got a theatre background also. So what's the history of the ghost light, Gail?
I think it was just I ran into it first in the States. And it was kind of a safety thing and then became a sort of symbolic...
like the eternal flame.
But
you shouldn't have run into it then, Gail.
Yeah, that's right. In the States, the minute that thing comes on stage, you've got to stop working. It's also like tools down, yeah.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Okay, Gail, you are the official Joy 94.9 Pop Quiz adjudicator in isolation. For the love of God, how is all this going to work?
It'll go like a bought one, D. There are four rounds. We'll explain it all as we go along. Each round will start and end with this sound. You can buzz it in any time, but if your answer is incorrect, your opponent will hear the rest of the question and have the chance to steal a point. Mm. The winner goes home with our prize du jour.
Prize du jour, Gail. Tell us, what will our winner be going home with tonight?
Dee, we have gone full lockdown for tonight's prize, which is an original artwork by the one and only Hazel O'Dwyer, aged 7. This early work shows a giant bear, and to subvert expectations, the artist had spelled that as J-I-Y-A-A-N-T. He has revealed her workings, as we can see the stick figure within, and she has labelled all the important parts of the subject, such as the snot and the pars. We can only guess what this will be worth later in her career. So let the contest begin.
Do you know what I'm seeing there? I'm seeing that's meta.
I think we could make room for it, absolutely.
Sorry. You've got to win it first.
Yeah. Oh, hello.
Trash talk coming up early.
Yeah. Can I ask, Virginia, are you secretly quite competitive?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, it's not a secret.
Oh, not a secret. Oh, great. Okay. All right,
she's highly and openly competitive.
If isolation and Zoom recording have taught us anything about radio, it's that homemade buzzers don't work. So for tonight's episode, you will raise your hand when you know the answer and Gail will call your name. V Gay, when you know the answer, you will do this.
Oh, wow.
And V Love It, when you know the answer, you will do this. That's great.
Eye contact.
That is great radio.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Gailey, it is time to get out your big dong and ding it till it's red because it's time for round one.
Round one is news of the week or thereabouts. Buzz in and win 1 point for each correct answer. You have 3 minutes to answer as many questions as you can. Everything old is news again when your time starts
now. What are some restaurants doing to help customers feel comfortable during distancing?
A.
They are putting glass cages around them.
Yes, that's true, and I feel like I have to pay it, but it's not the answer I was looking for. They're putting mannequins at the tables.
Blow-up dolls.
You are quite right. I saw the domes as well, so I'm going to pay that.
Give her one.
That's cat.
A video of a priest has gone viral as he uses what to administer holy water?
Gay.
A water pistol.
Correct.
English cricketers will be given their own what when they start training again this week?
Gay.
Boxes?
Their own. Incorrect. Oh. Love it.
Bats?
Incorrect. Their own balls.
Oh, yes, because you're not allowed to lick your balls anymore.
Yes, there's a no saliva rule, so no licking your balls.
But they're allowed to use sweat, though. Ball sweat, I imagine. A soccer team in South Korea got in trouble when it chose to fill the stadium seats with what in lieu of spectators?
Gay.
Is it blow-up dolls?
Yes. What kind of blow-up dolls?
Sex dolls?
Correct. They thought they'd ordered mannequins.
I didn't know that there were a kind of blow-up dolls that weren't sex dolls. Like, okay, well, who's just like playing with blow-up dolls?
There's your sound grab. It came out early.
Pity they didn't do those blowy men people. Like, in the
Virginia. Everybody do it.
Question five. Which country is actor Matt Damon locked down in? I'll give you a clue. It's not California, Los Angeles.
No. Be across
Nobody
it.
Knows. Oh, it's Ireland.
Is
they're
it?
Loving Ireland. Him sick.
I bet they are. Scientists.
Been watching Normal People? Sorry, go on.
No. Scientists.
I met Matt Damon once.
Here we go.
I was at the
this
festival.
This is a timed round, by the way, just so you know.
Okay. This is good content.
We can add time.
Well, I didn't know it was him until I got back into the office the next day and everyone said, did you see Matt Damon at the festival club? I went, no, oh my God, no. And they went, you did. You was talking to him for about 20 minutes. And it was just this short, good-looking young guy that I thought, okay. I didn't know it was Matt Damon. There you go.
If scientists think the antibodies in what animal may help with COVID-19 vaccine?
Love it.
Bats.
Incorrect.
Ooh. They were the problem.
A bit in bad taste. The answer is llamas, and the cardinal rule of quizzes is when in doubt, say llama.
Which state government has put in a bid for Virgin Australia?
Love it.
Queensland.
Correct.
A digital billboard in New York's Times Square is showing a running count of preventable deaths. What is it called?
It was put up by Emmy and Peabody Award-winning director Eugene Jarecki. I think, what is it called?
Gay. We had a half gay there.
Confident there. With half gay.
The full love it.
No. Oh, bit of a love it.
We've all been half gay.
Yeah. Never me, never.
That's right, exactly. University. Yes, love it. Yeah. Have you got something to say there? No.
No.
What was that about
called,
then?
It's called Trump's death clock.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Jesus. What a great one to end on, by the way.
Great. Well, Gailey, that brings us to the end of round one. How are the scores looking for the Mrs. Virginia?
I've been keeping track on my scoreboard.
Wow.
That's 2 to love it, 3 to gay.
Gay's coming out on top.
Don't they always?
Oh, there's going to be a million of them.
Aren't there? That's my whole life. Welcome to it. It's
true. Yeah. Great. Gailey, I think it's a good time to push on with round two.
Great.
D. Round two is our culture segment, and we're celebrating the town that's so good they named it once, which is, of course, our beloved Melbourne. Testing your knowledge of our homegrown art scene. And yes, I know you're not from here, Virginia Gay, but you've hung out here a lot. Okay. Don't catch the number 96 tram after dark when your time starts.
Now, which beloved artist migrated to Melbourne in 1951 and is known for her murals and fantastical dolls?
Love it.
Kimura.
Correct.
Which historic theatre in Melbourne's CBD has a ghost called Federici?
Oh, Lovett was in first.
The Princess.
That is correct. He was an actor who died of a heart attack.
Which theatre company in Melbourne produced Minnie and Laraz in 2017?
Yes, Gay.
That's the Melbourne Theatre Company and I was in
correct.
It.
Correct. Starring Virginia Gay.
What was the original name of the Melbourne Arts Festival?
Love it.
Spoleto.
That is correct.
Which local festival includes the Piece of Wood Award?
Okay.
Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
That is correct.
In what Full suburb is Mario's Cafe?
Gay.
Fitzroy.
Correct.
What all-night event has extended to regional centres in the last few years?
Love it.
White Night.
What did Correct. Zoe Coombs Ma and Reese Nicholson do at the 2016 Comedy Festival?
Gay.
They got married.
Yay, they got gay married.
Final question. Which is Australia's oldest professional theatre company?
Oh, gay. Controversial.
Is it the Melbourne Theatre Company?
It is.
Somebody send a memo to the co-CEO.
The boss.
Oh, Gailey, that brings us to the end of round two. How are you going with the scores? Are you tallying up still?
Oh, it's been exciting, Dee. Lovett is now on 6, but Gay is still in front on 8.
Oh, Verge.
Oh, recount. Recount.
Yeah. Hey, Gailey, that brings us to round 3.
We're mixing it up this round with a multiple choice round. You will be each asked your own set of questions, so unhand your hands up. This week, we'll be playing a game we call There's No Vision Like Eurovision, where we test your knowledge of the world's weirdest song competition. Win a point for each correct answer. Virginia Lovett won the toss and has elected to answer first. Dare to dream when your time starts.
It starts now for you, Virginia. Ireland's 2008 entry included what? A, dancing sheep, B, a keg of Guinness, or C, a singing turkey? Ireland, 2008 in Eurovision. Dancing sheep, keg of Guinness, a singing turkey.
Keg of Guinness.
It was C, a singing turkey.
How did Ukraine's contestant make her entrance in 2013? Was she A, shot from a cannon, B, carried by a giant, or C, riding a unicorn?
Shot from a cannon.
No, I'm sorry, she was carried by a giant.
A literal giant.
A big, huge, very huge man.
Man, a big man. The first scandal in Eurovision history occurred in 1957 when the Danish contestants did what? A, appeared topless, B, kissed for 11 seconds, or C, accidentally swore. 1957, the Danes.
Kissed.
That is correct. You're on the board for round four. Whatever.
Thank God.
When Ukrainian singer Ruslana won Eurovision in 2004, she was rewarded with what? A, a seat in Parliament, B, a herd of sheep, or C, a Mercedes-Benz?
I'm going to go with the sheep again. Sheep themed.
Stick with the sheep, but it's absolutely wrong. She got a seat in Parliament.
Of course.
That's sort of the same thing.
That's how Trump got there.
Sort of the same thing.
Final question for you, Virg. In 1981, the UK act's Buck Fizz stunned viewers with their Velcro ripaway skirts, resulting in what? A, the group being disqualified, B, Velcro selling out across the country in 48 hours, or C, the Brazilian wax being invented? 1981, Buck's Fizz. Remember that? They ripped off their...
Yeah.
Disqualification... Velcro
being sold out.
B.
You are absolutely right.
Well done. Pushing on now. Questions for Virginia Gay. In 1979, Germany's entry was modelled on who? Was it A, Mao Zedong, B, Genghis Khan, or C, Alexander the Great? Germany.
I think it's probably Alexander the Great, but I want it to be Genghis Khan. So I'm going to say Genghis Khan.
And you're correct.
Yeah.
Why? We don't know.
In 1978, Jordan showed what on their screens instead of the Israeli contestant? A, flowers, B, puppies, or C, a test pattern?
They showed flowers, which, you know, is kind of at least...
It's a bit like
Israel actually went on to win, and Jordan pretended that Belgium had won.
Holy crap!
Fake news. What was first performed as the interval act of Eurovision in 1994? Was it A, Riverdance, B, Cirque du Soleil, or C, Stomp?
Oh, I think it's River Dance.
It's bloody River Dance.
Question four. There have been five winners in Eurovision history that have what in common? A, they were children. B, they were deaf. Or C, they performed barefoot. Five acts were this. A, B or C?
I would say it's between children and barefoot. I am going to go with children because it's weirder and Eurovision is mad.
Should have gone with your other guess. They performed barefoot.
Damn it. It's not enough to win just by not wearing shoes. Anyway, please go.
Final question for you, Gay. In 2007, Ukraine drag queen Verka Sudochka wore a silver futuristic costume designed by who? Was it A, Alexander McQueen, B, Dolce & Gabbana, or C, Spock and Kirk? 2007.
I feel like there's a trick in that question, but I'm not sure.
Verka Sudochka.
I'm going to go Alexander McQueen.
I love it when I put in a fake answer that's better than the real answer,
Spock
which
is
Dolce and Gabbana. Spock and Kirk. No, I'm sorry, you got that wrong.
Was it Spock? It was Dolce and Gabbana?
It was
Dolce and Gabbana.
Well, every day's a learning day here on Joy 94.9. That's the end of round three, Gail. How are the scores looking for Virginia, Air Virginia?
They were very consistent and both got 2 points, which puts Lovett on 8 and Gay on 10.
Come on, Lovett.
Right.
If you have just joined us, I think it's fair to say that you've missed approximately half the fun. This is Popcorn and Tears on Joy 94.9. I'm your host, Dee Mason. I'm joined by Joy's chief adjudicator, Gay Gailey Davidson. We're halfway through a very heated battle of the Virginias, which sees Melbourne Theatre Company chief Virginia Lovett taking on star of stage and screen, Miss Virginia Gay. Gay Gailey. Oh, there's so much gay going on. Gay Gailey, it's time to introduce round four.
Round four this week is rapid and random. And to celebrate Virginia Gay not being in the country, we're playing a game we simply call Straya, where we test your knowledge of place names in Australia and you decide if they are true or false. Mm. Win a point for each correct answer. Better decide where the bloody hell you are because your time starts
now. True or false, is there a town in Australia called Nowhere Else?
Gay.
Yes.
Yes, there is. It's in Tasmania.
Could you take a trip to Willy Make It?
Love it.
No.
No, we're not the animals.
Is there a Mount Buggery in Victoria?
Love it.
Yes.
Yes, there is. It's in the Alpine National Park.
Could you visit Fat Knob whilst in Queensland?
Gay.
Yeah.
I'm sure you could, but no. Why would you? You could visit Quality Knob, however.
Wow,
there are
better.
A lot of there are a lot of quality knobs in Australia.
Quality quality
each
over fat,
I say.
Damn.
This one's for you, Virg. Is Tunga's Point a real place in Australia?
Which Virginia?
Could be either of us.
Yeah.
Tunga's Point.
Anyone? Love it?
No.
I'm afraid there is. And good news, it's in Tassie.
Shash your map of Tassie. Do you think there's a mossy nipple bend in Australia?
Gay.
Oh, I so want it to be. So, yes.
There is.
Yes.
Also in Tassie, which is batting above average for the odd names.
For dirty word towns. Is there possibly a place called Butthurt's Peninsula? B-U-T-T, Butthurt's Peninsula.
Love it?
Yes.
No, don't be ridiculous.
Sorry, you're thinking of Arseake Peninsula.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry. Yeah.
Is Crocodile Rock an actual place?
Gay?
No.
Yes, it is. Place. Off the bottom of bloody old Tassie.
Could you take a trip to the town of No Sheilas? No Sheilas. Is it a town?
I mean, but why would you want to? For
exactly, right?
Yeah.
Love it. It's going in. No, but we had to think about it, didn't we? It's in the realms of possibility.
Could you find yourself up Dirty Dick Creek? Well, we know you could. Without a paddle, presumably. Could you find yourself up Dirty Dick Creek?
Gay.
No.
Yes, you could. In Queensland.
Dirty Dick Creek. I've got to ask this one just because I want to say it. Is Titiana Bubialis somewhere on the map? Titiana Bubialis.
Oh, I'm going to go with love it.
Fair.
No. No.
No. That was a character name of a comedian in the 90s whose name I cannot find, if anyone knows it.
Titiana Bubialis.
Titiana Bubialis.
Tracy?
Was it Tanya Lacey?
Tanya Lacey.
I think she
what
did.
What the hell?
Titiana, I mean, we're all old, obviously.
Wasn't it a short film? Anyway.
Mm. Yeah, I think you're right.
Good chat, everyone. Set
in a supermarket and she's dressed as a checkout chick.
Yeah.
Good chat.
I'm going to say something awful. Like, I probably wasn't even
born then.
Yeah.
God.
I live with one of those and it's annoying. That brings us to the end of round four. Nail biting stuff, Gail. But while you're telling up the final scores, we've got time for some announcements. Wow, you're back. This is Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. We're at the pointy end of the show. Are we in a position legally, Gail, to anoint a winner, or am I required to break the glass seal on that darned tiebreaker question again?
We're just never going to get to hear that tiebreaker question, Dee, because we have
it's a goodie.
An winner. Our contestants were very consistent yet again, both getting 2 points, which puts Lovett on 10. And the artwork of the year is going home with Virginia Gay at 12 points.
I am so honoured, guys. This artwork is to me like it's a life's work. To get here is so beautiful. Thank you so much. Somebody play me off.
Oh, somebody will be thrilled.
I will show that. Hey, the artist is in fact sequestered into a room not far from here, so she'll be delighted that you're happy with
Can
that.
I demand a recount. There's a delay here in Northcote. It seems to be directed to LA. Direct to LA.
Actually, I think you've been on mute the whole time. What's happening there?
I've got to land this plane. Brilliant. That is all the time we have time for. Big congratulations to our contestants. Thanks to all of the Virginias. Virginia Lovett, Executive Director and Co-CEO of the MTC. Please remember to support our arts as they come back online. And if you want to help out financially, please make a donation to the Victorian Actors Benevolent Trust, VABT.com.au. And big thanks to Virginia Gay, our victor today, all the way from Los Angeles, California. Watch out, Virginia, in the Belvoir Street Theatre fundraiser this week online. All the deets on our Facebook page. Or, given that you have time on your hands, maybe dust off the VCR and go watch the back catalogue of all of TV's All Saints yet again. Shout out to Gay Gailey, the official Pop Quiz adjudicator, to our long-suffering podcaster, the very silent James. Don't forget to give us a like on Pop Quiz's Facebook page to see behind-the-scenes video, quizzes, and to be the first to get your ears on our podcast extras. I've been Dee Mason. Please remember, take care of the ones you love and stop touching your goddamn face. We'll see you here next week. Same pop time, same pop station. It's Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.